麦昆特之音服务员聆听，今天是2019年1月8日，我们继续荣幸的邀请到了 Peter Raja Prabhu 为我们继续讲解圣典波迦梵歌，欢迎大家再来聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate VasudevayaOm Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Good morning, dear devotees. Today we are going to speak from Bhagavad Gita chapter 12, which is called Devotional Service.
早上好，亲爱的奉献者们，今天我们来讲述《波迦梵歌》第十二章，标题为奉爱服务。
This chapter has 20 verses, and it deals withThe two different paths of transcendental life.
这一章一共有20个诗节，它主要是讲述了超然的生活，它有两个途径。
So one is the personal path, and the other one is the impersonal path.
一条途径称为人格的途径，另一条途径称为非人格的途径。
This is notsomething that is so easily understood.
要了解这一点并不是轻而易举的。
Because although devotional service to the Lord has been presented as a topmost to Arjuna, he's again asking Krishna, please state clearly which one is superior.
因为虽然Krishna 阐释了奉爱服务是最崇高的一流的，在这里Arjuna再次请求 Krishna 澄清哪一条途径更好更优越。
We may remember that in previous chapters, Krishna had shown Arjuna his universal form.
在上一章 Krishna 向 Arjuna 展示了宇宙形体。
And he had shown him his four-armed form, and he had also showed himHis two-armed form as Krishna, Shyamasunda.
他首先展示了四臂形体，随后又展示了他作为 Shyamasunda 的两臂形象。
But we find that even though Krishna has shown this to Arjuna, and it's clearly documented in Bhagavad Gita, that people in general, even in this world nowadays, are still very confused by these things.
虽然Krishna 向 Arjuna 亲自展示了他的两臂形体，并且 Krishna 也在《波迦梵歌》亲自陈述了这一点，但是我们发现当今的人们有很多对此都感到困惑。
There are more than 650 different translations of Bhagavad Gita, and really only one of them is done by a devotee, which is Bhagavad Gita as it is.
当今世界博迦梵歌的版本已经达到了600个版本，但是我们发现呢，其中只有一个是真正的正宗的版本，那就是博迦梵歌原意。
We find that even devotees are confused.
我们发现奉献者也对此感到困惑。
Recently we heard that in Lanzhou,devotees were reading the book of one Indian impersonalist and even distributing his books, his Bhagavad Gita, because they thought because it was legal, it must be okay.
最近我们听说在兰州甚至有奉献者他们阅读并且派发一位非人格主义者的博迦梵歌，因为他们以为这是合法的，所以就认为这是可以的。
Even though it was written by an impersonalist person, an impersonalistic presentation.
即便这是由一个主义者，并且他的也都是非主义的内容。
So we should not be bewildered by these things. We should understand clearly that only in Bhagavad Gita as it is, do we have the proper understanding of Krishna's personal form.
我们一定要来困惑，我们要 住呢？只有加放羽翼，才真正的树了 Krishna 之觉。
Manaji, you're breaking up continuously. I think you need to make sure your location is good with your. Yeah, I can hardly hear you.
Okay.
Maybe shift position. If possible. Somewhere closer to the signal, you know? Not much difference yet. Okay. So, Krishna himself states that the meditation on the personal feature is superior.
Krishna 本人亲自阐释了冥想他的人格的形象特征是更高级的。
And that when we are constantly absorbed in the activities of Krishna and thinking about Krishna, that's called samadhi.
当我们全神贯注的专注于 Krishna 并且是冥想 Krishna, 这被称为是 samadhi.
There are how many, 8 or 9 different paths, steps in the yoga ladder, in Patanjali's yoga ladder. How many steps are there? 8 or 9? Do you remember?
What yoga? Sorry?
Patanjali. Yeah, how many steps are there? You know?
I don't know. Sorry.
Okay. In the yoga tradition, samadhi is considered the last stage of yoga practice.
在瑜伽体系当中 Bhakti yoga? Sorry.
No, in normal, you know, like people who practice Hatha yoga and so on.
Okay. Yeah. 在瑜伽体系当中呢 ,samadhi 被认为是瑜伽的最佳境界。
And samadhi, really, the Sanskrit word means just to be completely absorbed, you know, to be completely focused.
Samadhi 的意思就是全然专注于全神贯注。
So, here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada states that when you're absorbed in the activities of Krishna, in other words, Krishna's pastimes, then you've reached the perfection of yoga, which is samadhi.
在这里帕帕德解释说，如果你全神专注于 Krishna 的消时光，那么你就是处在神定 samadhi 的境界当中。
Now it's said that even those who engage in impersonal, you know, who follow the impersonal path, and also cultivation of knowledge, they will eventually reach the personal stage of realization, but it will take them many, many births.
据说，即便一个人他采取的是非人格的途径，他培养着非人格的知识。最终他也能达到人格主义的人格主义的觉悟，但是这需要花很多很多的生生世世。
Now, impersonalists are not the same as Mayavadis.
非人格主义跟 Mayavadi 假象宗是有区别的。
Impersonalists are people who meditate on on everything in this creation being one, that we are all part of the oneness, which is called Brahman. So the impersonalists, they don't understand that there's a personal form behind the whole creation. And the Mayavadis, they think that Krishna is also a form of this Maya, and therefore they think that Krishna's form is Maya, so therefore they're called Vada means form. So the impersonalists think that Krishna's form is also Maya, and they want to become like Krishna. So this is a difference between impersonalists and Mayavadis. We should just understand that clearly in the beginning.
非人格主义就是那些人，他们冥想宇宙的创造，冥想的是 Brahman 的梵光，他们 并不知道在所有的宇宙创造的背后还有一个人格 Krishna， 这被称为是非人格主义者。但是 Mayavadi 他们认为 Krishna 的形象也是 Maya 的创造物。 Maya 和 Krishna
和 So and those who are Gyanis who try to elevate their consciousness through the cultivation of knowledge, their path is also very difficult.
而那些 Gyani 思辨家通过培养知识，从事培养知识的途径，这些人他们也是非常也会经历各种各样的困难。
Because they have to learn logic, and they have to learn the language, and it's very, very dry. There's not much enjoyment in this type of, in this type of path.
他们要学习逻辑，学习语言，所以是非常枯燥乏味的。在这条途径当中呢，没有什么乐趣可言。
So, and in comparison, the personal path of bhakti is very enjoyable and actually is very blissful.
相比较而言，人格主义的道路是既有趣，而且是又有人格化的。
Devotees may not often be the most intelligent people, but they're certainly the happiest people.
奉献者也许并不是最有智慧的人群，但是他们一定是最快乐的人群。
They have the best. They have nice food. They have nice association. They have good philosophy, and they generally, they have nice festivals. They generally have a good time.
他们能吃上美味佳肴，能有很好的联谊。他们也过着盛大的节日。所以他们是过着非常快乐的生活。
What do you think?
Certainly.
So it said there are two ways of doing service. One is to do service to Krishna, and the other is to do service to Maya.
有两种服务，一种是为 Krishna 做服务，另外一种是为 Maya 做服务。假象的服
务。 So one should do work that brings one, just like one's work, that everybody has to do some work. So if you have to do some work, try to do some work that brings you closer to Krishna.
在这世界上人人都要工作，那么既然要从事工作，那就为 Krishna 做工作吧。
AndTry to always be engaged in chanting so that you keep your connection to Krishna alive.
要努力的去念诵，这样呢就可以跟 Krishna 随时随刻的保持连接。
And Krishna personally guarantees that his devotees will return to him.
Krishna 亲口保证他的奉献者会回归到他那里。
Now, to get the best result, Krishna says you should give everything to devotional service if you want to get the ultimate goal of life. And Srila Prabhupada also reinforces this. He also says, yes, this is what you should do.
为了得到最好的结果，为了达到终极的目标， Krishna 说你应该把一切都用于做奉献服务，而帕帕德也在要旨当中强调了这一点。
And he says that the easiest way to do this is to chant and to take Krishna prasadam.
他也说了最简易的方法就是唱诵念诵，并且荣耀 prasadam 寄予。
So a good way to work is make nice food, offer it to Krishna, and distribute it and sell it to others maybe. This way you can also make a living.
所以最好的方法呢，也许就是制作普沙的，然后卖给别的人，这样呢，既做了服务，又可以维持自己的生活。
Now, not everybody can come to this platform immediately.
但是呢，并不是所有人马上的就能达到的这个层面和阶段。
So Krishna explains now what are the different steps that you can follow if you cannot do the topmost step first.
Krishna 解释说，如果不能立即就达到最高的层面，那你应该怎么去做？
So what does Krishna say? He says, if you can't fix your mind on me all the time, 24/7, if you can't think of me all the time, he said, then at least follow the regular principles.
Krishna 说，如果你不能一天24小时的想着我，那就努力的遵守规范原则吧。
Because by doing that, you'll at least get a desire to come to Krishna.
因为通过培养遵守规范原则，你就培养了想达到他的愿望。
Because there are two ways of practicing bhakti.
因为有两种方式可以修习 bhakti 奉爱。
One is the path of what is called raganuga bhakti, or spontaneous devotional service, which means you just do devotional service because you just love Krishna so much and you just want to serve him. So that's called raganuga, just spontaneously.
一种称为 raganuga bhakti 的道路，就是一个人他自发地培养起了做奉爱服务的品味。
This is usually practiced by those who are on the topmost platform of Bhakti Yoga.
这是那些处在 Bhakti 瑜伽、奉爱瑜伽最高层面上的人，他们的所作所为。
And the other path, which is what, you know, 99.9% of the devotees do, is called Sadhana Bhakti, which means a daily regular activity of following a certain process of purification that eventually elevates one.
另外一种途径是 99.9% 的奉献者所修行的道路，就是他们每天是采取一种规范的生活方式。
And part of that would be like sadachar, which means, you know, proper behavior.
他们每天从事规范修行，最后达到净化，彻底的净化自我。那么其中呢，有一种就叫 sadachar， 就是那个恰当的行为举止。
Yeah, that just means proper behavior. You know, learning proper behavior, learning how to forgive people, learning how to give up attachments, and eventually coming to the platform of loving Krishna.
他们举止得体。他们宽恕别人，最后他们达到爱 Krishna 的层面。
Yeah, so this because loving Krishna is not unnatural. It's a natural thing which is within the heart, and it just becomes. And as we practice devotional service, it just becomes revealed again. Just like when you clean a mirror, gradually you can start to see yourself again. So this is a process of sadhana. It's like.Cleaning the mirror, we say, Cheto Dapana Marjanam, cleaning the dust away.
因为爱 Krishna 并不是一个外在的强加的人为的事物，它本身就处在每个生物的心中，这就好像是擦拭心灵的镜子，在心灵的镜子上有很多灰尘，一旦擦洗干净之后呢，那它原本的状态就显露出来，就像主的八训规的第一个师姐所说的Chaito Dharpana Marjana.
Yeah. And this cleaning should be done under the guidance of an expert teacher.
这种清洗心境的过程应该在一个精湛的灵性导师的指导之下来进行。
So, the next stage is the stage of just working for Krishna, which is described in verse you know, in the 11th chapter, in the 55, verse 55.
第二个阶段是在《博伽梵歌》十一章世界五十五所描述的 为 Krishna 工作。
So this work that's done is done for the pleasure of Krishna, and working for Krishna is a spiritual activity. It's not a mundane thing.
这种为 Krishna 的工作是一种喜悦的状态下所从事的。
Now, if somebody's not able to work for Krishna, then he can work, but he can give the result of his work, which is, you know, if he's a farmer, it can be his crops, or if you're working in a job, it can be his money, and he can give the fruits of his work for spreading Krishna consciousness.
如果一个人他是农民, 那么他可以把这个谷物，收获的谷物献给Krishna。如果他是有工作的人，他可以把赚来的钱为 Krishna 做服务。
And it said even unknowingly, working or dedicating money for the service of Krishna will lead a person to become purified in devotion and elevated in consciousness. So that's called agyata sukriti.
即便是在不知情的情况之下，我献给Krishna，也能逐渐导致一个人的知觉得到净化，这被称为agyata sukriti.
Yeah, sukriti means, you know, pious activity, and agyana is just like we say om agyana. So agyata means unknowingly or in ignorance. So even doing unknowing spiritual activities will give you benefits.
Sukriti is 前程活动, agyata, 就像 om agyana, agyana 就是愚昧的, 那么即便是在愚昧的 条件之下所从事的奉爱服务, 也能导致
So, even if somebody chants Krishna's name and they don't know what it means, they get the same benefit as somebody who knows. They get benefit, you see. So, therefore our preaching activity sometimes may be to give people Krishna consciousness, but even if they don't understand what it is, still they're benefited by it.
人他并不了解Hare Krishna这个曼陀的意思，只要他唱诵了曼陀罗，仍然会得到好处，就像那些知道这含义的人念诵能得到好处一样。
Somebody may have a spiritual name, Radharani Dasi, Krishna Das, and you may introduce yourself and to somebody else who has no idea about Krishna consciousness. So even when they repeat that name, they get the benefit of devotional service because they chanted Krishna's name.
比如说有的人他的名字叫Krishna Das，就这样，是由Krishna名字在里面。那么或者你介绍的名字，别人不知道你们什么意思，从这些得到。Your
internet is flaky again. So if it's not possible to do those things, then one should engage one's mind in cultivation of knowledge, because That's why I've given you the words, so you can just follow what I'm saying, even if you can't hear me.
Okay.
So, if it's not possible, then engage in knowledge. Although, better than cultivation of knowledge, of course, is meditation. And better than meditation is the renunciation of one's work.
sorry, Prabhu. I have to.
Take your time. Okay. It's better.
Yeah. So it's if this is not possible, then engage in knowledge, right? Although
yes,
better than cultivate. Okay. 如果都做不到的话，那么就从事于培养知识吧。那么比培养知识更好的是冥想，比冥想更好的是气觉工作的结果。因为通过气觉，一个人就能达到心意的平和。
Yeah, because it said by renunciation, you can get peace of mind. When we give things in charity, you can get peaceful mind.
因为通过气觉，一个人达到心的平和，布施就可以让人心意平和。
So, although this direct process of devotional service is not possible for everyone, still Arjuna says, that this process of indirect service is difficult because it takes even more time and trouble than just doing directly bhakti yoga.
虽然对于每个人来说，这个直接的途径不可能，但是阿尔朱纳说，这种间接的服务是非常困难，因为它是需要很多的时间，并且是有很多麻烦，所以来从事直接的方法。
So then Krishna changes the topic and he goes on to describe the qualities of a devotee.
Krishna 现在转换了话题，他继续描述一位奉献的品质如何。
And he says a devotee is very kind to everybody.
他说一个奉献者，他对所有众生都非常仁慈。
A devotee is free from the false ego.He's happy and, you know, he's maintains an equal balance in happiness and distress. He's tolerant, he's self-controlled, and he's fixed in the process of devotional service.
Krishna 说一个奉献者他摆脱了假我。他在苦乐面前呢他保持平和。他容忍他自制。他在奉爱服务的道路上专注。
And Krishna says that such a devotee is very dear to him. So, if we want to know how to come closer to Krishna, then we should try to fit this, this role model, so to speak. Yeah.
So Krishna 说，这样一个奉献者对他来说是非常，他非常钟爱这样的奉献者。所以，如果我们想了解怎么能够得到 Krishna 的钟爱，那么就要遵守这样的一个模式。
That said, that even if such a devotee, such a great devotee, sometimes he still may experience some disturbance, and he will think, well, it's really due to my own fault. It's I shouldn't blame somebody else for my trouble.
即便一个这样的一个奉献者，有的时候会当中遇到困境，他会这样想，这是由于他过往的错误导致的，他受苦，他不会去责备埋怨别人。
This is actually not very easy because our tendency is when something goes wrong, we always want to blame somebody else.Isn't it? That's our natural response. Things are never out. It's never us that have made the problem. It's always somebody else.
这要做到这一点非常不容易，因为在遇到困难的时候，我们已经养成习惯了，就是把这个责任推卸到别人身上，会指责别人。
We're always looking for somebody to blame.
我们总是寻找一个替罪羊。
But Krishna says that when I see a devotee who has the proper attitude, then Krishna becomes very pleased.
但是 Krishna 说，当他看到一个奉献者拥有这种心态的时候，他就会对他感到很满意。
Next point is that devotee does not create trouble for anybody, and he's always equipoised, means he's always stable.
第二点是一个奉献者，他不会给任何人制造麻烦，他总是保持内心的平和。
And the reason a devotee doesn't create trouble for anybody is because internally he's always absorbed in thinking of Krishna, and therefore he's naturally always very peaceful.
他能做到这一点的原因就是他内在的总是专注于 Krishna, 所以他内心平和。
Now, a devotee is also very pure and also expert, and he never tries to get some material goal.
一个奉献者也是纯粹的、干练的，他从来不为物质的目标而努力的奋斗。
Of course, sometimes it's seen devotee will work very hard for something, and somebody may say, "Why are you doing that? You don't have to. We shouldn't strive hard for material goals."But actually, the devotee is working very hard because he wants to please Krishna by that activity.
有时候呢，会有奉献者，他非常努力的工作，那别的人就会说，你何必这样努力的工作呢？但是他们并不知道，他是为了 Krishna 而努力的工作。
In other words, we shouldn't use this verse to be lazy.
换言之呢，我们不能以这个诗节为借口，而为自己的懒惰找借口。
Srila Prabhupada certainly never encouraged lazy people. He said our temples. He said two criteria. He said no lazy people, no crazy people.
那么圣帕帕德他肯定是不鼓励奉献者懒惰的。他说，在我们的庙宇当中有两个。有两个原则，一个是没有懒惰的人，一个是没有疯子。这两个词在英文上它是押韵的。
In other words, Sri Prabhupada wanted the devotees to work very hard, but work very hard, what for? For the pleasure of Krishna and furthering Krishna consciousness. To preach is hard work, and we should do that.
就是帕帕德。他希望奉献者努力的工作，努力的来推进 Krishna 之觉，努力的，因为传教本身就是一个比较辛苦的工作。
Now, Srila Prabhupada mentions, he said that a devotee is ready to accept anything for Krishna in terms of wealth. So a devotee will accept unlimited money, but he doesn't really make any real endeavors.For material gains, except what Krishna supplies to him.
一个奉献就钱财而言呢，一个奉献者他是可以接受无限的钱财来为 Krishna 做服务的，但是一个奉献者不会单独的去追求钱财，他只会去接受 Krishna 自动到来的财物 ，Krishna 提供的。
So sometimes people say, well, where's the line between making money for Krishna and Krishna supplying all one's needs automatically? This is a natural question people will ask.
一个人自然会提出这样的问题。那在 Krishna 提供奉献者钱财和奉献者努力的去为赚钱工作，这两个者之间呢，他的到底是界限在哪里？
Because to do big preaching, you need big money.
因为想要做大规模的传教，是需要大量的资金。
So it's described that when your endeavors cause you to forget Krishna, then it's too much. But if you can do big endeavors,and still remember Krishna, then it's okay.
据描述，如果你的努力 导致你忘记了 Krishna， 那就是过分了。如果你的努力还能使你能够记住 Krishna， 那么这种努力就是可以的。
So this is naturally, different devotees have different capacity.
不同的奉献者，他的能力不同。
Yeah. So the next point is that a devotee is also keeps clean by bathing at least twice a day.
下一点就是奉献者，他每天沐浴两次，保持清洁。
Yesterday I took a taxi, and the taxi stank, and I'm sure this man who was driving, he hadn't had a bath for at least a month.
昨天呢，我坐了一个出租车，结果这个出租车特别肮脏，我可保证这个司机可能有一个月没有洗澡了。
Have you ever had that experience in China?
Yeah.
So a devotee is very sensitive to these things. So because the devotee always keeps clean.
一个奉献者非常敏感的对清洁，因为奉献者非常清洁。
Now, for himself, a devotee is not interested in mundane work and fruitive work, but for the pleasure of Krishna, a devotee can take on any anxiety.
对他自己，他对于从事于果报活动不感兴趣，但是为了取悦 Krishna, 一个奉献者可以接受焦虑。
Now, the next point, Krishna stresses having equal vision is called Sama Darshina. So he says, we should learn to see with equal vision, and we should be free from what Prabhupada says party spirit, but what we call politics, which means, you know, taking sides. This one's right, that one's right. We should become free of that type of mentality.
Krishna 还强调了平等。视域，梵文词叫 Samadarshana， 它一视同仁。奉献者会免于任何党派的精神，他不站在任何一派这边。
So a devotee sees all living entities on the spiritual platform, not on the bodily platform.
一个奉献者，他在灵性的层面上看待万事万物，而不会从躯体层面上看待。
Materialistic people, they look at somebody and they say, oh, even if they haven't spoken to that person, they think, oh, don't like him, don't like her, look at the way she looks, I don't like her, don't like him.
一个物质主义者，他看待事物的角度是外在的看待，他还不了解一个人，他就会开始评判，我不喜欢这个人，你看他的穿着，看他的打扮。
Maybe we find ourselves often passing judgment on people like this, even unconsciously.
可能我们会发现自己也会有无意识的对别人做出这种评判。
But actually, for performing devotional service, there are no bodily impediments. Everybody, every person, no matter what their outlook is, somehow can do devotional service.
但是呢，我们不应该从躯体的层面上来评判别人，因为奉爱服务它是灵性的层面，不管躯体状态如何，任何人都可以从事奉爱。
Now, next point is that devotees are naturally very patient and they're always free from all bad association.
下一点是奉献者自然而然的有容忍之心、耐心。他总是摆脱了各式各样恶劣的涟漪。
And when it says that a spiritual person is always silent, it just means that the person doesn't speak nonsense, but actually a spiritual person can talk constantly because if it's about Krishna.
他保持沉默并不意味着他保持沉默就意味着他不会胡说八道。虽然他会不断的谈话，但他的话题只是关于 Krishna。
And a devotee may experience wealth and he may experience poverty, but in all situations, a devotee stays steady.
灵奉献者可能会经历富裕的境况，或者是经历贫困的境况，但在无论在任何境况下，他都会稳定的保持稳定。
Now, somebody may read this and they may think, wow, I want to be like this. Is there a course that I can do? Is there some course that I can do? I can pay some money and learn how and become like this?
有的奉献者他听到这一点可能就会产生这样的愿望，有没有这种课程啊？我可以花点钱上这种课程啊。
But so the bad news is there's no special course for this.
有一个不好的消息就是这个没有这个相应的课程。
But if you practice devotional service, then naturally you'll manifest all these good qualities just by doing service.
但是如果你从事修习奉爱服务，自然的你就能达到这种境况。
And again, Krishna tells the devotees, engage in the personal path, remain free from the attachment to being materialistic, and make Krishna the goal of your life. And then you'll become very dear to Krishna.
Krishna 再次告诉我们，走在这条人格主义道路上的人，并且摆脱了对物质主义的依附的人，把 Krishna 当成终极目标的人，这样的人，他是 Krishna非常钟爱的人。
So in summary, Krishna explains devotional service through the personal path is the best.
所以简而言之呢 ，Krishna 的结论就是，从事人格主义道路的人，他们是最优秀的佼佼者。
So we'll finish there. Does anybody have any questions or comments that they'd like to make?
我们就讲到这里。那么有没有人想要做出评论或者有问题呢
？I saw some comments had been posted on Skype there before, or was it something else in the chat window?
Sorry, I cannot. Sati Mata Ji. Sati Mata Ji.
She's disappeared.
你看不到问题是吗？
我看不到。
好，那我读一下啊。这个问题是来
哦，我看到了 ，free and easy 是吧？
对对对，好的。
好。另外老师和翻译，感恩您的清晨来讲课。我们都知道 Krishna 是人格的，那有人喜欢非人格的 Krishna， 我们应该远离这样的人吗？您说派发非人格法的佛教梵歌是非法，是非法的，我不理解，犯的什么法呢？ Krishna 本来就是既有人格性也有非人格性的，我们这么说别人是不是宽容呢？感恩您 Hare Krishna。 Business to thank you for your wonderful lecture. We know that Krishna is both personal and impersonal. We should be free. We should keep distance from. Should we keep distance from those person who like impersonal path? And several questions. Continue. You said that distribute that those impersonal Bhagavad Gita is illegal. I cannot understand.
Not illegal. No, we shouldn't. We should distribute Srila Prabhupada's books rather than somebody else, some impersonalist books.
这点就是不是非法的。我们应该派发帕帕德的国家梵歌，而不是别人的国家梵歌。Krishna is both personal and impersonally. We are not tolerant if we judge others like this. Is that right? Thank you.
Yeah. We should not, We don't want to judge anybody on the material platform.
Oh, 我们不想在物质的层面上来评判别人。
But because we're followers of the personal path, I guess we're a little bit biased towards, you know, giving people the most direct knowledge. So we'd like to give people the most direct knowledge.
因为我们是有一方追随者，所以我们发给主义的知识。
It's a bit like somebody asking you, you know, you're walking along the street and somebody comes to you and asks you for directions somewhere. So, sure, we can tell people you go this way, you go that way, you go around the corner. Or we can tell people just go straight and you'll hit your goal. So, it's not that we're judging people, it's just that we're saying it's better to give people the most direct, directions how to reach the goal. That's all.People say, nowadays people are very sensitive about this idea of, you know, we shouldn't judge people, and it's a fact, we shouldn't judge people. But at the same time, parents also make sure that their children are following the right, you know, the right direction in life. So does it mean parents are judging their children, or they're just doing something out of love to guide people to the most, you know, to the best goal? What's the difference? Is it...You know, are we judging people by saying follow Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita and not some impersonalist? Or is it just because we have some love for Krishna and we want people to also experience that love? So is that being judgmental or is that just being helpful?
那现在当今的人们呢就对评判这点非常敏感。但是这一点呢就像跟父母他们爱孩子他们会直接告诉孩子什么是最佳的道路或者是因为我们是帕帕的因为我们对 Krishna 我们爱帕帕的爱 Krishna 那么我们想把对 Krishna 的爱分享给别人那么这种分享能算得上是评判吗或者是父母对孩子的爱能说是一种评判吗
But I understand what her point is, and we should be very careful that we don't go, you know, that we don't overjudge people, or that we don't take this point too far, you know?
You are answering her question?
I think so. Is there more to the question?
You said that we shouldn't judge others. The last sentence, I cannot catch what...
Oh, I see. Yeah, I said we should be careful that we don't judge people, but that whatever direction we give, we do it with love, you know? Okay. Rather than judging people, we should do it with a loving attitude where we're trying to help people.
Okay. 那么我们对于评判，我们应该是很小心不要评判别人。但是我们应该是怀着爱给别人指引一条正确的道路应该是怀着怜悯之心和怀着爱来指引别人一条正确的道路 Next question
小英
亲身体会非原意版使人背离主亏那不是害人修行吗我被耽误了十年到去年才联系到This is comment. My personal experience is that the impersonal edition of Bhagavad Gita leads people far away from Lord Krishna. Turn their back against the harmful to the people's practice. I myself misled years. Last year, I got contact with devotees.
So thank you for that comment. That's good.
感谢您的评论，非常好。
谢谢。Yeah.
孟教授。Next.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
顶拜帕布想请问一下，一个人内在保持平和，就不会给任何人制造麻烦吗？另外，怎么理解不从物质层面上评判别人？由于跟人相处需要知道他什么状态，所以对这个人是有一些认识或评价的。怎么来理解奉献者的纯粹和干练这项品质呢？因为自己是很初级的奉献者，想知道如何靠近。Hare Krishna, I have a question about how can a person keep equipoise in the heart, keep peaceful in the heart, and at the same time don't give trouble to others. And besides that, how to understand that we judge others from material levels? We have to deal with the others. We have to know what's their situation. We have some knowledge or have some judgment about the others. And the third part is how to understand devotee is pure and expert. I'm new fighting, so I want to know how to get closer.
Very good question.
非常好的问题。
So, how to remain equipoised? Well, it requires meditation. It really requires strong chanting.
嗯，maybe I don't translate very correctly. Exactly, how to keep peaceful, internal peacefulness.
Yeah, and my answer is. Okay. One needs to chant very carefully. One needs to meditate on Krishna's name very carefully. So, in other words, when you can keep your focus on Krishna, then you can be focused also in times of happiness and distress. Mm. You learn the technique of becoming focused. You see.
我的回答就是你应该学会专注的这个技巧。如果你保持非常强大的念诵，非常能够专注于 Krishna， 那么在遇到困境或者顺境的情况下，你依然能够保持于专注 Krishna， 就不会给别人制造麻烦，就不会受到打扰。
Because equipoise means to keep the mind steady.
因为平和就意味着心意稳定专注。
So, this is, you know, most people's problem is that their mind is not steady.
大部分人的问题是他们的心意不稳。
And because of that unsteady mind, we oscillate between happiness and distress, anger and, you know, like that. We oscillate in duality all the time.
Oscillate means
we swing from one to the other.
Okay. 因为我们心意不稳定，所以就在苦乐，顺境逆境这种境况之下呢，从一点飘到另一点，来回摇摆不定。
So in other words, if we can chant nicely with full concentration.It's not a material thing to be able to fix your mind on Krishna, but if you learn at least to fix your mind on Krishna, you can also learn to control your mind when it swings from from the dualities.
如果我们念诵的时候能保持专注的话，稳定的状态下，那么就能在二元性的境况之中呢，保持不受二元性的打扰。
So I think that probably covers Does it cover her first question?
Yes.
Okay, what was the second part?
Second part is that because we have to deal with the social society and we have to know what's their situation. So we have to have some knowledge and some judgment about their situation. So I can understand how can I don't just judge others from the material point of view, material level.
So, okay, how to behave, in other words, in material society based on this, right?
Yes.
So that requires some experience.
就是您这个问题就是怎么在一个物质的社会上来跟别人交往，这是需要一些经验的。
And some maturity in one's character.
而且需要一个人他自己的性格，成熟的性格。
It's not just a matter of knowledge, because often, sometimes seeing that even devotees who are, you know, who may know the philosophy very well, still they don't know how to behave maturely.
即便有的奉献者，他们对于哲学非常谙熟，但是他们的行为举止却是很不成熟。
So that's going to depend a lot on your character, you know, on your different people will behave differently.
这取决于一个人的性格，不同的人他们的行为举止就会表现出不同的行为举止。
And the best way really to learn is to associate with people who are steady and take their association and follow their example.
最好的方法就是跟那些有稳定的品质、性格稳定、品质稳定的人联谊，这样呢就能够从他们那里吸收学习到如何能做到这一点。
Yeah, so for that you need association for that second question.
对于您的这第二部分问题呢，就是说您需要联谊。
Okay, the third part?
Third part is because I'm a new artist. I want to know how to cultivate the quality of pure and expert for devotees, pure and expert.
Okay, so the first necessity is to have some desire to be like that. So she already has that, so that's good.
The 一个必要条件呢，是首先要有这种愿望。那您提出这个问题呢，就表明您有这个愿望，非常好。
Because many people don't even have that desire.
因为很多人他们还没有这种愿望。
So, you know, as they say in baseball, she's already made it to first base, you know.
所以呢，首先你已经打下了这个基础，良好的基础。
Now it really comes down to some hard work, which means have to practice the process.
那么接下来呢，就是需要付出辛劳和汗水了，那就意味着要去练习。
And that means, you know, regularly chant with full attention, 16 rounds, follow the principles, study the books, try to get good association, and try not to be don't be a fanatic, don't enter this path with what I would say rosy glasses. Don't think that, you know, everybody is perfect, because otherwise you will also get a disillusion. But use your common sense.
Disillusion
means to become disappointed.
Okay.
Disillusion means you think, oh, this person was so great, but then I saw they did this, so therefore I don't think this person's great anymore. That's called disillusion. You know, disappointed.
Okay.
You know, So use your common sense. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one of our great acharyas, he said that the glory of man is to use his common sense.
Yeah,
follow the process. In other words, follow the process. You can just translate that.
而且呢，要用自己用到自己的差，不要对别人有过高的期望，不要带着这种天真的用一种天真的视角来对别人有一种期待。比如说，一开始认为别人太伟大了，但是一旦发现事情并不如自己所愿的，就变得很失望，就会灰心丧气。 巴基斯塔布尔曾经说过呢，一个人的荣耀就是，他有常识，他拥有常识。
I have to say sometimes, many times our devotees forget to use their common sense.
我想说的是，就很多时候呢，奉献者他们忘记了，运用常识，普通常识。
So never give up your common sense.
所以永远不要放弃运用你的普通常识。
And I think you'll be okay.
这样呢，我想你就会 OK 了。
Okay, is that okay with that question?
您这样能回答您的问题，您满意吗？
Anything
else? 神定是什么样的神定？谢谢您甜美的回答，Hare Krishna. Second Prabhupada lecture, and you mentioned that the process of devotional service of Krishna is a samadhi. I want to know which kind of samadhi is that mentioned in the purport of Srila Prabhupada in Bhagavad Gita chapter 6. Verse 20 to 23. So there are two kinds of samadhi. I want to know what kind of samadhi is this, those two kinds of samadhi. Okay.
Thank you for showing your scholarship, Rajendra Prabhu.
感谢你, Rajendra Prabhu, 你太有学问了。
I can't give you the answer right now.
我现在不能回答你的，回答你。
All I know is Prabhupada, you know, when Prabhupada talks about samadhi, he's talking about absorption in thoughts of Krishna.
In thoughts of Krishna.
In thoughts of Krishna.
Prabhupada说提到 samadhi 意思就是说他全神贯注，他的全部心思都在 Krishna 身上。
In other words, you know, there are different types of samadhi, but the samadhi Srila Prabhupada talks about, I don't know what the technical term is, the Sanskrit term, but the term samadhi is used to be in full absorption of Krishna. And if there's some difference, if there are some different terms, then perhaps he can explain them to us. But I can't. I just don't know what those two terms mean off the top of my, you know, just immediately.
Samadhi 有不同种类的 Samadhi， 那么就这个问题，梦，我所知道的是 Samadhi 全是放弃亏，全部心思来亏是呢，就是thoughts is concentrated on Krishna.
Sorry, I missed the first part of your statement. I didn't hear your first part of your statement.
Okay.
Can you repeat it, please?
So the point of your answer is that you reply that the samadhi that concentrated on Krishna, is that right?
Yes.
他不就是回那我的回答就是，他的回答就是 samadhi 就是他的全身贯注于 Krishna。I have a question also.
Yes.
我有一个问题啊。我想刚才帕布在讲课当中提到，就是Gyata Sukriti， 表示一个人他不知道他的钱财是用来服务了 Krishna， 那么他也能知觉得到晋升。那么一个他的钱财被别人用来服务 Krishna， 他不知道，那么这个人也能得到晋升吗？So my question that you mentioned in the lecture that although a person doesn't know that the money is used for Krishna, he also got the benefit of Gyata Sukriti.
Yes.
His consciousness is elevated.
His consciousness is not necessarily elevated, but he gets the benefit of the devotional service. So what happens is that a person who does unknowing devotional service will get the opportunity to do more devotional service, and Krishna directly will help a person come, you know, get that opportunity.
Okay. So, 他不就回答就说，当一个人他的钱财不在他不知情的情况下被得到运用于 Krishna 的服务当中的时候，他就会得到更多的机会，能够被Krishna 做服务， Krishna 会安排让他得到更多的机会，服务的机会。OK。OK, thank you.
It's like a person who takes prasadam. What's the benefit of taking prasadam? There's some benefit is that the consciousness will become purified, but a person will get the opportunity to again take prasadam. So it starts, it's like a snowball. When a person does devotional service, you know, the ball of snow as it's becomes bigger and bigger as it's rolling down the hill. So the more devotional service you do, the more opportunity you get to do more devotional service.
That's the same as the devotees doing devotional service.
Yeah.
So in that sense, there's no difference between devotee and non-devotee.
The difference is like this. A devotee knows that he's doing devotional service, and he does it with a favorable attitude. Okay? Whereas the non-devotee, even though he may do something, he doesn't know, am I doing it favorably, am I doing it unfavorably? He doesn't even know what he's doing, but he's getting benefit. You see? Like Kamsa. Kamsa was thinking of Krishna, but, you know, he wasn't thinking of Krishna favorably, he was thinking of Krishna in a bad way. But still, he got benefit, you see?
Okay. 就是刚才帕布的回答就是说，当一个人他做奉爱服务，然后他在不知情的情况下呢，他做了奉爱服务，他的好处就是他会得到更多的机会来做奉爱服务。就像滚雪球，一开始是一个很小的雪球，那么就当这个雪球从山坡上滚下来之后，就越滚越大。然后后来我的问题就是说，那奉献者也是在做奉献服务，所以这个 非奉献者他不知情的情况做奉献服务也是越多，他们有什么区别呢？那回答，他们回答就是，就像康 Sir 他在冥想 Krishna， 那最后呢，他也得到了这个冥想 Krishna 的好处。Understand?
Okay, is that it for today?
That's all for the question.
Sorry, no more question?
Sati, 还有吗？
没有问题了。
没有 ，OK，OK， 谢谢 ，OK，Thank you。
好，那外科的这一服务员聆听今天早课的部分就到这里，我们非常感谢 Tito Raj 专部为我们带来的精彩讲课，感谢所有奉献者的提问，也感谢所有奉献者耐心的聆听，祝大家有 Krishna 之前的一天， Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna, thank you Sati, thank you Mataji for translating, all glories to the Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai.